Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Katy Perry getting sent to space, Mark Zuckerberg as Benson Boone, Adrian Brody's longest Oscar speech of all time, and the transvestigation of Shrek's daughter. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my God, beware!
Of the beware advantage?
No, of the Ides of March.
Oh dang, you're right.
Yes, March is here. I feel like every episode I'm announcing a new month. Christ.
At least you're not saying Happy New Year anymore. So
Happy New Year. It is the new year. It's the Chinese New Year.
Well, as you know, Pisces is really the end of the astrological zodiac. So we're actually going into the start of the year, which would be Aries season with you. But we got a couple weeks left.
Obviously, I know that. And obviously, I feel that.
Obviously. Yes. Hey, would you take a beware advantage on Survivor?
It would be hard for me not to, because it's like when fate presents itself and you say pass, it's kind of playing like you're not giving what the universe, you're not playing with what the universe gives you. It's like, I don't know. It feels, I would regret not doing it.
Dang.
But
I like,
that
answer.
It is a real doozy to lose your vote until you figure out the whatever the hell is going on. I don't really get anything of what anything is. It's like you find something for the people that don't watch Survivor. You find a clue and it's like you can't vote in the next tribal council or any tribal council until you figure out the rest of this thing.
My riddle's three.
And then you just look like a bonkers person running around. Everyone starts thinking, oh, they have something.
Yeah. I think I would leave it. I would find the person on my tribe who I'm least connected to. I would bring them on a walk with me and I'd say, hey, you should check that tree over there.
Then, okay. And then work together.
Then you're making an ally out of a loose connection. And or setting up someone you want to go home to be voted out without having a vote. My trickery is three.
Okay. Sure. I mean,
is it a little on the nose to say, hey, check that root over there. Root around over there in that root system.
No, it's not on the nose. It's direct.
Hey,
it's beyond the nose.
Hey, have you checked that tree right there?
So speaking of which, Happy Survivor is back week.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. That's right.
You watched the premiere.
I watched all 2 hours.
It was long. Oh my God. Oh, you're like, oh, you hate movies. You hate TV. It's like, it's just, we have 24 hours in a day. Okay. It's already March.
That's true. It is already March.
And the shows just keep piling up. Okay. So, like, Traitors, Survivor, Amazing Race starts this week, Drag Race.
You got to have a
one. Untucked. Okay.
Here's what you do. You got to pick your core four or core eight. You got to pick your MySpace top eight. And then you got to have a one in, one out policy.
I agree with that. People try to be starting new shit. I'm like, not until we're done with The Bear.
Right. Are you watching The Bear?
Baby, I am on the season 2 finale of The Bear.
And, oh, I think, is that the one? I think I cried so hard at that one. That Jamie Lee Curtis
for the next,
really put her Jamie Lee Curtis-y into all of it, all of the bear.
Oh, okay. Well, spoiler.
Anyway, so you got to have a one in, one out policy. The Traitors is almost over. There's like one episode, two episodes left, maybe.
So baby, what is going on with the Traitors?
You've got room for the Amazing Race.
Every week of the Traitors, I say, now this is how we can still get rid of Ivar. And here we are. And they left me on a cliffhanger about it. I could not believe the one episode I couldn't handle a cliffhanger because somebody I cared about to get rid of is possibly going home. And now it's like, oh, I gotta wait and see.
Oh. I love that you're in the 1% of people who wants Ivar to go home instead of Danielle.
Well, you know what? I've been asking for this Nepo grandpa to leave since the start. There's no reason for him to be there. He's not giving what they wanted him to give, the British narrator of the season. He's simply not John, okay? And he's... And there's nothing. Sorry, if he's a cycle baby.
hey Ivar.
It's just. I'm not there for him, and there's nothing to root for. He doesn't add anything to any of the challenges. There's nothing fun about him in interviews. He is not worthy of winning the prize money. He doesn't. I don't.
I saw a lot of think pieces on social this week about how the show is flawed because we're always going to get boring non-gamers that are dragged to the end. And I saw it multiple times. And I said, you know what the fix is? Better casting. Do we really need an Ivar there? No. Do we really need Bravo celebrities who don't really know how to play competition games there? No, I don't care.
Surprisingly, so I am not minding the Bravo celebrities. As somebody who does not consume the Bravo celebrities in their natural habitat, this is actually, I've grown to vaguely enjoy a couple of these freaks. With that said,
I like that.
With that said, I'm kind of like, you know what? Yes, it needs better casting, but there are so many things they need to still figure out. Without any incentive to get a traitor, what's the point of playing the game they want you to play? There should be two prize pots. The traitors have a big prize pot. The faithfuls have a big prize pot. If you kill a traitor, you take 50,000 from their prize pot and put it in the faithful prize pot or something. There needs to be a reason to play the game that they want you to play.
Yeah, because it's like I said this weeks ago, but it was like everybody knew in season two that Parvati was a traitor, but no one wanted to vote her out because it's like, vote her out and she'll get replaced and then we'll have to start sussing out the person again.
Better the devil you know.
There's no incentive for getting out traitors early when they just respawn.
Yes. Yes. And, so,
anyways, I hope Brittany wins.
Oh my God. You know what? As it's all been shaping up, I'm like, damn, this is so set up for Brittany to possibly win.
I hope Brittany wins.
It's possible. It really is. I would gag. But like also, yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God. Also, I need to talk about Drag Race. I loved this week's episode. It was so good.
Go on.
I was laughing. You know what? Call me a Corey King fan. Not quite Stan yet.
Okay. The only one?
That is simply not true. There are many, many Corey King enjoyers. Did you not see the Michael Jackson of it all?
Anytime. I have never hit not interested so quickly on a TikTok featuring Corey King that comes across my little algorithm.
You're allowed to be a hater, I guess. But I observe, I witness, and I understand patterns. Okay. I'm also currently rewatching a lot of the older seasons. So watching season 10, there are things that I'm seeing on season 10 that I'm witnessing. Oh, we had the makings of a very likable host for Drag Race Enterprises. Like, there are some things that I see in Corey King.
You should read some of the TikTok comments on a Corey King video. I don't think there are many people there who would enjoy her hosting.
I don't know. She seems like a fun girl. Are you watching Untucked?
Yeah, I'm getting the whole story.
Yeah, so like she's fun.
I think this
fun
is
to
a,
the end.
This is a filler season if I've ever seen one.
Oh my God, I disagree. I feel like I'm having so much fun. I'm enjoying so many of the queens, and I feel like I was ready
so
to be
many?
A little annoyed that they were. Yes, I was ready to be a little annoyed because they're all so young, and it just feels very
young and
I don't
crunchy
know.
And unpolished.
I don't mind crunchy. I don't mind unpolished. You're allowed to be. It's drag. It's not.
Baby,
it's not
get
a beauty
some
pageant.
Get some wig glue.
Oh, honey. Well, you're not wrong on that.
Get something other than the designer to make you an outfit. Get a personality.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I turned it on at the exact right moment to catch the last four awards, to watch Adrian Brody throw his gum at his girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't like it. Oh, I didn't like that. I said, don't throw your gum. And he did.
I thought, is it swallow it? Maybe. I don't know. They're throwing it? Don't believe what big digestion tells you. It doesn't stay in your stomach for 10 years.
I do think you missed some good openings because it was the opener was good. Conan was so funny. I did smoke some hoop, so take my review lightly, but I was giggling. I was giggling on ya. I was laughing. Conan's funny. Let him host every year.
I'm happy for you.
And he had a lot of good laughs from me. I thought, damn, this is an enjoyable show.
You were serving Chuckles the Clown?
I was all yes.
Well,
I was over the
rainbow.
Okay. Okay. Let's just did you see the Wicked medley?
No.
Well, it wasn't even a Wicked medley. They did a Wiz number. They did a Wizard of Oz number.
The wickedly talented Adele.
Cynthia was there. She sang a little. Arianka was there. She sang a little. You know.
Yeah. Nominees. Now they're in the audience. Did you see Adam Sandler in a hoodie?
Yes, I did. Did you see Miley Cyrus?
No.
She presented in...
I'm telling you. I saw the last four. I saw
Selena Gomez was
actor,
there.
Movie director. Mm. I wasn't invested a lot this year. I haven't seen hardly any of the Oscar nominated movies. I have to get on it. But as you know, I can't watch 2 hours of Survivor. How am I going to get through a movie?
I get it. I get it.
I saw the killer of Scream 5, Oscar winner.
Who?
Mikey Madison.
Oh, she's in Scream 5?
She's the killer.
Oh my God, that's her? Spoiler.
She's the killer in Scream 5, and now she has an Oscar.
Did you see Anora?
No. But I went
well,
to
it
a
really
birth-
swept all night.
I went to a birthday party on Thursday where people were talking about Anora.
So you basically saw it.
I basically saw it.
You know, I thought it was fine, and a lot of people that I guess see on the internet said it was good, and then from all the awards it won, I guess a lot of people loved it. So I was like, damn, okay, well work.
I saw that not a single one of the people who won on behalf of Emilia Perez spoke about the trans community.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yikes.
I was a little annoyed with Adrian Brody. I'm not going to lie. Did you see he now holds the record for the longest speech of all time?
I thought you can really just shush the music. This is a precedent we don't want to be starting.
I agree with that. But I also feel like, you know, if everyone else in the entire broadcast is playing by the rules, it's a little annoying and I don't know, feels like a douchebag move to be like, he literally shushed the playoff music and was all turn the music off. It's not my first rodeo.
I've done this before. Hey, a year ago.
If you've done this before, then you said what you need to say. Get off the stage. Oh, I didn't like it.
He was long-winded because that movie he won for is also 4 hours.
Well, I didn't see The Brutalist.
Well, last year at this time, me, you, Grace Mamrie at that little Mexican restaurant, and he was one booth over.
Oh, yeah. Well, I should tell him if we ever see him again. You need to wrap it up.
Yeah. now this year we'll do it.
I just, and then I feel like if it was him, I'm going to be like, ugh. But somebody else was like, who else am I forgetting to thank? And then they start playing the playoff music because, like, yeah, girl, wrap it up. If you don't know what you're talking about up there, then somebody needs to wrap you up. I felt like people need to respect the music. Skedaddle.
Yeah, just like I said, I think it sets a bad precedent. Now people are going to be like, he shushed it, I can shush it.
I did think, what's the guy's name? Kieran Culca.
Did you say gay?
Kieran Culca.
Is he gay?
No, I said that guy's name.
Oh.
That guy. No, he's not Kieran, gay. He's got a wife.
Kieran Macaulay Culkin. Kieran Culkin.
He did a long speech too, and it was all like, before the Emmys, my wife was like, if you win an Emmy. Did you hear this?
No. I didn't watch it.
He was like, my wife was like, if I win the Emmy, we can have our third kid. And then, because she didn't believe that he was going to win the Emmy. And then he won the Emmy, and he was like, okay, let's have our kid. And then after that, apparently she said, if you win an Oscar, because you're never going to win an Oscar, I'll give you your fourth kid. And so then on stage, she goes, I remember what you said about our fourth kid. But he told the whole story and it was very long. I was like, this better really have a payoff. And it did. I thought, okay, I enjoyed the story. Thank you. Now, Adrian Brody, not a single thing did he say that I remembered. Nothing memorable in your longest speech of Oscar history. Not a memorable moment. Bye.
Now, did you know that Kieran Culca is the kid that needs to go easy on the Pepsi in Home Alone?
Of course I knew.
I never knew.
That was my representation in media. I was not
Fuller.
I was not
easy on the Pepsi.
Yeah, I was nobody else in that family but that kid in my family.
I feel like you also would have been made to sleep in the attic.
Yeah, but yeah, I think I had been at one point. I was sent to the attic. I was.
Was Zendaya at the Oscars?
I didn't catch her. No.
Oh, well, did you catch her as Shrek's daughter in Shrek 5?
Yes, I did catch that.
Will you be seated and seated?
No, I'm not. I don't think I saw Shrek 4 or 3. I never saw Puss in Boots. I never fucked Wayne. I never fucked Drake.
I just want to give props to whoever runs Entertainment Weekly's Instagram, because they had this announcement picture of Zendaya playing Shrek's daughter in Shrek 5, and they had a picture of her side by side cropped with Shrek, and she was wearing a dress that was Shrek's color on a red carpet.
Okay.
I thought, this is good content.
Okay. Well, they're already transvestigating Shrek's daughter because... because in the previous Shrek film where they introduced the children of Shrek and Fiona.
Wait. Do you think Fiona said to Shrek, if we get a Shrek 5, I'll have the fourth baby?
Yes, that could be what happened here. Well, in the previous Shrek, the only girl Shrekling.
Oh, hold on. So suddenly you have seen the Shreks.
No, I've seen the transvestigations.
You've seen the Shrek lore.
Yes, in the previous Shrek film, the only girl Shrekling has brown eyes. The other two have blue eyes. Okay.
Okay.
And now in this new preview, the little girl is all grown up. However, what color eyes do you think she has?
She's giving teen Simba Shrek.
She went from blue eyes as a baby to brown eyes as an adult. And I guess happen sometimes. Oh, eye colors do change.
Yeah, I was literally going to say, aren't all babies blue-eyed until they're not?
Well, the other two babies, we're talking about ogres, first of all. So, like, let's all pause on reality.
Excuse me, isn't Fjogur a half?
A halfling?
Isn't she half and half? Can she switch back and forth?
I don't know. Okay, I haven't seen the film. But anyway, they're saying that maybe this is one of the little boy babies who transitioned. So they're really looking into this. They're getting to the bottom of it. Because the other two babies had brown eyes.
Dang.
Shrek,
This is the market. This is their marketing ploy to make sure you show up and get the Shrek bucket of popcorn.
Yes, the Shrek it.
The Shrek it.
Ah, yes, I'll have a Shrek it with some Shrutter. That's butter.
Shralt.
They should some Shralt. They should make the butter green for Shrek. Come on.
You know when they used to do that with like ketchup, make it like purple and green and shit?
Yeah, but that tasted different. Now we have the technology to maybe do this right. The purple ketchup tasted different, and I won't be gaslit.
I forgot this was a trigger for you. I apologize for bringing it up.
Well, it was one of the only splurges we had, and then suddenly it was worth not splurging on as soon as you tasted it. It was like, damn, I feel like I could never be trusted in a grocery store again.
I was really
pushing for the purple ketchup at one point, and immediately I was like, damn, I lost all credibility here.
Should have held on to the receipt, mama.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy. Yeah.
Hey. So we have some hard-hitting news. I can't believe we've made it this deep into the episode without bringing up.
Katy Perry is going to space.
Katy Perry going to space.
Is that what you were
going to
say?
On the first all-female expedition of space.
First it was a woman's world, now it's a woman's galaxy.
Yes.
My God.
Is this going to be just like when they shoot it, it shoots way up into the air and then it just comes right back down? How long are they up there?
They better orbit.
She had to turn comments off the post.
Why? Because everyone was like, this is punishment for the last album?
I don't know. I just can't imagine after everything that happened with the submersible, and now I know that was underwater and this is outer space, but I just can't imagine anyone thinking, hey, let me get into a little tin can and go where atmospheric pressure is altered.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think she's getting paid to do it, or you think she is doing it on her own free will? I feel like you pay to go do it, don't you? Did Lance Bass ever go?
No. They said you can't go because you're gay.
Fair.
Since this is the first all-female... Is this really the first all-female space expedition? I have so many questions. Who would be the first all-gay space expedition? Are you going?
I would go. Does anal work in space? How's this work?
Yes, but your cummies come right out.
Oh, no, space cummies. Christ.
Would you go? And who was this is my new dinner party question. And who are you bringing with you?
Okay. And it's all famous gays?
Yes, not LGBTQIA.
Just gay people.
This is
gay
just
men.
For the G's.
Oh my. Okay. I don't know. Who are some gays we like? I would want to be entertained. Okay.
I think you could bring Corey King since you love her so fucking much.
Okay. Yeah, we need to be treating the Hubble. Is that something? Like yes. It's the Interior Illusions Lounge. Okay. Come on, Teletubby, teleport us to Mars.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
Gay people. Are there any
quick
good ones?
Quick, name three gay people.
Honestly, my first thought was Frankie Grande. I would be entertained.
Okay.
Let's get some real performers
actually,
up there.
Actually, there's no world where he's not. On the first,
I feel
all
like
gay
he's
expedition.
On the first one. He's on the first one.
Where psychic babble strikes again.
Okay. The host of Traitors.
Alan Cumming.
I feel like he would be a fun little friend in space.
Did we discuss his little dipsy dude a couple weeks ago? I'm
sorry, what? There is a children's book he looks just like.
Toopy-toppy
or tilly-tubity or something or... Tintin.
Rin-tin-tin.
He looks like Tintin or something.
When are we getting the Twitch stream transformation to you slick backed hair, tiddly wing pony top tail?
Are you casting a spell? Tiddly wink pony top.
Tintin pony tick tail.
Soon.
Okay.
Gus Kenworthy could be there.
Okay.
I saw an article that said that he revealed, I guess we could just text him and ask. He revealed that he's had more threesomes than one-on-one sex.
Dang. That's the kind of attitude you want.
Gay astronaut.
Interior illusions loud.
Get that playful guy up in here.
What about George Takei? Wasn't he in space? Did he play space?
Well, we're all in space.
No. So when I read the article from Katy Perry, there was a quote, and I believe it was from William Shatner, who said that when he did this and he went to space, he was really depressed after.
Yeah.
He thought everybody thinks the good is up there when really it's down here. It's our time down here.
Well, him and I share a birthday. So,
dang. Do you think you'd be depressed after coming back from space?
Maybe I'm depressed before I go. Let's talk about that.
Do they let SSRIs in space?
If I'm up there, they're up there. Okay. Shit.
Well, speaking of space, remember that asteroid I told you about a few weeks ago? The one that had a 3% chance of hitting us?
Uh-huh.
Well, baby, things have changed.
Ooh, what?
It's dropped to zero.
Boo! What the hell? That's hinting at a plot, at the season finale plot point. In episode one and immediately abandoning it episode two. It's like, what was that for? At least get us going. At least get us like panicking a smidge.
No, I bet it was very Armageddon. I bet unbeknownst to us, they sent some little space people up there. They drilled a bomb, put it in the middle of an asteroid, blew up the bomb and split the asteroid in two. And now we're going right through the middle. Field goal, baby.
Okay, well... Damn, do you think Katy Perry said yes to going because she thought it was coming?
Maybe, and now she can't back out of it.
Damn. Shit. Yeah, well, I am surprised Gaga is not interested in something like that. She said a decade ago, she said that she will perform in space.
Did you see her lie detector test about Telephone 2?
I did see that. What about it? She said it is coming, but she doesn't know when.
Is that what she said?
I think so.
I thought what she said was I would do it. I think the gays really ran with her being like, she said it's coming, and all she really said was I would.
It's on.
Right. And literally she was like, I would.
No. They said, will it ever be continued? And she said yes. And then they said when, and she said, I don't know.
Okay, well, then that's the non-answer.
Well, there you go. It's still a yes. It's not a I would.
Are you ready for mayhem on Friday?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, the last thing I wanted to talk about. Did you have anything?
Well, we glazed right over Shrek, but everyone was really pissed about the Shrek redesign. I didn't even notice a Shrek redesign.
Shrek got an edit? Shrek got an Instagram filter?
Bugle fat removal.
Did Shrek go on Ozempic?
Pulling, a yanking. He went to Slovenia to get his hair plugs. They really gave him a whole... whole rejuvenation, buccal fat removal,
Ozempi,
lift,
Shrekie.
Yeah. No, people were upset that he looks a little different. I want to be like,
was there a trailer?
Yes, a little. Yes. And he's scrolling the magic mirror like it's TikTok.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a trailer. I thought this was pre-production.
Yes, and the trailer shows the girl, Zendaya.
Damn.
The Shryled.
Damn.
That's a Shrek child.
Well, the only thing left I wanted to talk about is, have you heard of Unikite 13 Hotel?
No.
Well, it's really no laughing matter.
Okay.
There was a child in Nebraska named by a computer program because she was dropped off at the hospital, and so they used like AI to name this child.
Okay.
And the computer named her Unikite 13 Hotel.
Mark, that's kind of a good drag name. I think.
Well, it's bad news for her dad because he wants it changed and he's having trouble. It was all over the news.
First of all, what news? Second of all, she got dropped off, but now she's got a dad?
Well, she got dropped off by the birth mother, and the father was dating the birth mother but didn't know this all happened. So he like traced the footsteps and they did a paternity, and it turned out he is the father. But it was after the hospital computer already named the baby.
Okay.
So then, because this baby was in limbo, it didn't really have like a birth certificate or a social security card. So he just can't change her name.
Well, live with it. Call her something else. It's that simple.
He does.
What does he call her?
Caroline.
Caroline?
Well, it could be Carolyn. I don't know.
Back to the drawing board. I think I like Miss Hotel a little bit better. That kind of has some twang.
Little Miss 13 Hotel.
Sure, why not? Ugh. Elon Musk. Ugh. We're not going to get into it, but I think he just had his 13th or 14th kid.
He's giving your friend a run for his money.
Who's my friend?
That cannon. That cannon you're always talking about.
Nick Cannon was all the competition's on.
And I'm piecing this together slowly. It has been 10 years of you being obsessed with people who have a lot of children.
I will not take this slander from somebody who's obsessed with the Duggars.
You have brought up the Duggars every time we've spoken about them on this podcast.
I've never brought up the Duggars. The Duggars is a Corey hot topic. It's borderline housewives.
When you milked Mother Duggar for all she was worth and then tossed her to the side and jumped on the Nick Cannon train, and now here you are on Elon Musk train.
Sorry, I got some fertile queens.
You're probably like those people who donate sperm and have 100 kids unbeknownst to the world until 23andMe got a hold of you.
I'm not like those people. I am those people. All these bitches is my sons.
Well, they say it's not. They say you're really not supposed to do that because accidental incest.
Girl, I do it every time I do it. I do a different city.
That's what the slumber party tour was really about.
Yes. And thank you all.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I do have written down Mark Zuckerberg as Benson Boone.
Oh, God.
Only to say I would not like to talk about that. And that's it. And that's what you missed. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me watching the Shrek 5 trailer as soon as I hang up this phone.
Okay, well, you let me know what you think, because people were really mad about what these characters look like now. And it's like, well, it's okay if sometimes, like, computer rendering gets a little better. Go watch Shrek 1. It looks like shit. It looks like, no offense, but it looks bad.
It's not okay. And talking about, speaking of precedents that should have never been set, that was like, didn't they bully Sonic the Hedgehog into really being completely re-CGI'd?
I still believe that was
marketing.
That was a ploy, even though it's so unlikely that it was a ploy. It built a lot of discussion about it.
So now the Shrekaholics are thinking they're going to really turn the tide.
The Shrek redesign, but the thing about the Shrek redesign is that it doesn't even look like, I don't even see the redesign.
You're not a true Shrekaholic. You don't even know. You haven't even seen Puss in Boots. You haven't even seen.
You're right.
You don't know if that donkey used to have jowls.
You're right. And you know what? You're right.
Thank you. All right. Where can people find you?
You can find me. You can't really find me this week.
Later.
That's all. Bye.